Mike. This is Vic Ketchman from Packers.com. Could you characterize for us, please, the progress you've made this year?
Well, you know, it's hard to put a measurement on it without getting all the way through the season. I think we've improved in some areas, and there's quite a few areas we need to improve. And each week is a different week. I haven't really thought about those kind of things at this time of the season.
How about since the last time you played the Packers? I know that was a tough night for you. What kind of gains or changes have you made?
Well, we went up to Buffalo and lost in the last second there, and then we won two games in a row, and then we didn't play good against Chicago the last week enough to win. And so, we're still a young football team. We've got, I think in some ways we're improving offensively. We're not turning the ball over like we were. Defensively, we've improved, I believe, since that time. But, you know, like I say, each week is a different week.
Hey, Mike, Mark Daniels, WTAQ Radio. Can you just talk about how Teddy's come along now? I know the injury kind of set him back a little bit, but just where he's at.
Well, I think he's improving every day. We see it in practice every day, his understanding of the offense, his the way he's reading defenses and the way he's performing. And usually he's, and the big thing is that he is taking good care of the football. He needs to take the next step as far as continually making plays with the ball, kind of like Rodgers does. But we're pleased with his progress to this point. He's a great kid. He's a hard worker. He's he's got a lot of really good intangibles.
Hey, Coach, this is Bill Huber from Pack Report. I know you're not a fortune teller, but I mean, do you feel like this is the guy? I mean, the Vikings had a lot of quarterbacks over the years. Do you feel like you've got that solved?
I do. I think that Teddy's going to continue to get better each and every week. He's, and as you say, I'm not a fortune teller, but the thing that I just go by what I see, and every day in practice, this guy wows me. He's going to continue to get bigger, stronger, better knowledge of all the NFL defenses, because that's what he is. He's a worker, and he's going to continue to get any deficiency that he has. He works extremely hard at it. So we're hopeful to that extent, and I know that Teddy is too.
Vic Ketchman again, Coach. What would a win against the Packers mean for your young football team? Would it be a defining win?
Everyone's kind of defining for us right now. We're just playing one week at a time and trying to get going. But we understand that the Packers are a tremendous football team. We understand that they've had great tradition and history. It's been a great rivalry here, and I wouldn't want to put defining on any victory unless it was the last one of the year. I think this would be a boost to our young guys, but we have to play a lot better than we did on Thursday night.
What's it like playing in the outdoor stadium you're in?
Well, it's been fine. You know, I don't know any different, really. Me being here, obviously it's getting colder now, and so we'll find out as we get going down throughout the year. But the fans have been great. The atmosphere has been good, and it really is a great stadium.
Mike, Mark Daniels again. I'm sure you put up the film from the last two, but just can you talk about how Aaron and that offense is executing right now?
Well, he's amazing. He's a surgeon. You know, I've always had the utmost respect for him because he can do everything. He can run. He sees things. You've heard all these superlatives every week, I'm sure. But they're so good at everything that they do offensively. I'm really impressed with their offensive line. I think they're good, they're physical, they're tough, you know, the Lacy is a powerful, strong runner, as is Starks. And then they're skill guys, and then, you know, Rogers makes it all go. So he looks like he's out there playing with playing against a bunch of young kids.
Hey, Coach, Bill again from Packer Report. What makes Rogers so hard to blitz?
Well, he's number one. He sees things. He seems very, very smart. He's able to redirect the protections in so many different ways. He gets the ball out fast, he can throw in a lot of tight windows.
Who's kind of been carrying the torch for you defensively, Mike?
Well, Anthony Barr's really been a young, emerging player for us. He's fast, physical, and smart. Learn a new position. I get impressed with him every week with the things he does and the things he has the ability to do. But he's been one. And then, you know, really, we're just a bunch of hard-playing guys. I think we're hard-playing. Guys that kind of do what we're supposed to do and play good together as a team.
It's Mark again here, Mike. Have you guys, with the whole Adrian Peterson thing, just is it out of sight, out of mind? Have you been caught up in the ebb and flow of that whole story unfolding all year at all?
Yeah, you know, we just kind of focus on each week going forward, and, you know, it's like control what we can control and not control what we don't. So we just this week all we're doing is worrying about Green Bay and then they're plenty to worry about for sure.
Coach Bill again from Pack Report. I know it's excuse me. I know they got more than two guys, but, you know, by and large, Green Bay's passing game has been kind of a run through Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb. How have those two been able to just be so successful every week? And, you know, is there as a defensive coach like yourself, is there a way to combat that without obviously giving away the game plan? But
yeah, you know, they're both great players. Number one, Cobb is extremely explosive. He's a great. They're both great run after catch guys, and I really admire Jordy Nelson and the fact that how hard he works. He gives you every single play. He gives you his best effort, whether it's blocking or. You know, a lot of receivers, they're not like that. And so he catches the ball great. He makes, he runs great routes. Does a lot of really important things for them offensively. And so, you know, I think the combination of those two guys who are great players and Rogers helps him with where he's able to throw the ball as